If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
God said this to me last night. I was sitting at my computer. I was printing out my scriptures for today. And the Holy Spirit said the same thing. Get up off of that thing. And dance until you get better. Get up off of that thing. You can't stay there no more. It's draining your spirit. It's draining your spirit. It's making you say, get up off of that. Tell the devil you ain't keeping me down no more. If you feel like giving God a mouth full of worship, I second that emotion. Notice, it said that they arose and ran in the twilight. Look what they did. Left the tents, the horses, the asses, and they left the camp as it was and ran for their life. See, we got it backwards. We're running from the devil, and he ought to be running from us. He ought to come to where we are and go, ah! He ought to say, oh, my goodness, we done messed with a Christian. Somebody who knows how to get a praise through. They don't know many scriptures, but they know how to praise God. Devil came in my room one day to do battle with me. I sat up on the bed. I said, all right, now you woke me up. I said, we're going to fix this thing tonight. I started giving God praise. I started quoting all kinds of psalms. I threw psalms at the devil. Next thing I know, he was gone. You see, we run from the devil. He ought to be running from us. He ought to hear a noise come behind you. Oh, my Lord, there's Michael. Oh, there's Gabriel. Oh, there's the seraphim. Oh, there's the cherubim. Oh, and I hear the sound of praise and worship. So that means God is there because he inhabits the praises of his people. Don't run from the devil. Make him run from you. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Woo! Look what they did. Look what they did. They came into the uttermost part of the camp. In other words, they walked through the whole camp. They were brothers. They walked through the whole camp. Look what they did. They went into one tent. They ate and they drank. Then they took out silver, gold, clothes, and went and hid it. Now think with me now. They were hungry. And they went in. They got food. But they picked up some silver, some gold, some clothes. They wasn't that hungry. They didn't just stop at the buffet. They said, shoo, look at the suits. Look at the shoes. And they're lepers. Remember, they're lepers. They ran the risk of putting on a nice piece of clothes and the flesh fall right off. Put on some gloves and the fingers just come right off. But in their jubilance, they weren't thinking about their limitation. God blesses us, and all we think about is what I can't take no more. Well, bless God when he opens up the windows and blesses you. Forget about what you can't take anymore. Start picking up blessings. Start picking up healing. Start picking up deliverance. Start picking up joy. Listen to this. They hid it. Ask your neighbor, what you hiding? Don't want to tell anybody what God has done for you. Come on, let it out. Let it out. Tell everybody. If it had not been for the Lord, who is on my side? So they sat down and they reasoned and said, they said one to another, we do not well. This is a day of good tidings. And we hold our peace. We come in church. We hold our peace. No, come on, tell it. Tell it. Said, if we wait till the morning, then some mischief will come upon us. Now, therefore, come on, let's go and tell the king's household. Now, watch this. They came and called unto the porter of the city. And they told him, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied, asses tied, and the tents as they were. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house. And the king rose in the night and said to the servants, I will not show you anything what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry. Therefore are they gone out the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and go into the city. See, there's always somebody who don't get the memo. God has just opened up a window and blessed them. There's always some cynical person. Well, if we go out of here and go after the blessing, then they're going to come and catch us. How many times has God told you to start that business and the person came to you and said, well, don't do it now because this ain't the right time. Oh, slap them in the mouth and tell them, shut up. Shut up. I'm moving into the camp of the Syrians. Time for you to get a Dunkin' Donut franchise. Y'all don't get it. God wants to pour out his blessing and his grace upon businesses run by Christians. Do you know the surest sign that God's in charge of an economy is when the businesses are named after him? I always had a vision of starting a construction company. It was going to be called Jesus is Lord Construction Company. And I was going to hire a Muslim to be the receptionist. So she had to answer the phone, Jesus is Lord. She can pray to Allah, but every day she get paid to say, Jesus is Lord, how may we help you? You can open up a business and call it Jesus is Lord. This is the Jesus is Lord bank. This is the Jesus is Lord restaurant. This is the Jesus is Lord tailor shop. Everywhere they got to go in. Where you going, Jesus is Lord? I'm going down to the store. What store? Jesus is Lord. And every time it said, he gets bigger. God wants to get into your economy. And we're hiding our blessing. No, 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 no. This is the day of boldness. This is the day of declaration. This is the day of the windows being open. This is the day when you lose your diabetes. This is the day when your cancer dies. This is the day when your mammogram is going to be normal. This is the day when your sciatic loses its inflammation. This is the day when the bones in your back line up right and the discs go back to proper spacing. This is the day. Why? Jesus is Lord. This is the day of your healing, of your deliverance, of your blessing. Why? The Syrians are gone. They are gone. Watch this. And one of the servants said, listen, let me take five of the horses that remain, which are left in the city, because they had eaten all the other ones. He said, and let us send out and see. So they took, therefore, two horses. And the king sent after the host of the Syrians and said, go see. And when they went after them in Jordan, they saw all the way. Listen to this. Woo, glory to God. This is powerful stuff. He said, and as they went after them, they found the road that the Syrians had taken full of clothes and vessels because they were taking stuff off while they were running. You sitting at home crying, and God's got the devil running from you, dropping your blessings on the way. Go pick them up. When he said, I'm going to restore, he didn't mean he's going to come drop it onto you. He's saying, you're going to go out and get it. Go and conquer. Go out and chase that devil out your house and take your joy back. Take your healing back. Take your deliverance back. Take your blessings back. The Syrians were dropping stuff. You sitting up here in church. And I'm waiting for the Lord to come. He said, look, that was 20 years ago. This is the day of movement. This is the day of movement. And the people went out after they saw it was safe. See, there's still some people who wait till it's safe. That's all right. We ain't mad at you. We ain't mad at you. You can come on in afterwards. It's all right. There'll be something left for you. Everybody's not a conqueror. Some folks just come in afterwards. You know, there are two types of people that come to parties. There are those who come late so they don't have to do anything, and those who leave early so they don't have to do anything. But they still share in the party. You can tell when they start going. When somebody gets up and starts saying, all right, time to start putting stuff together, go, oh, I got to go now. I'll see you later. And they ate up all my chicken and all my food, and now you ain't even going to help me gather some plates. And that's what was happening here. There was a group of people who went out and they spoiled the tents. So a measure of fine, listen to this, a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel and two measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord, comma, that was delivered by Elisha. And the king, listen to this, appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned to have charge of the gate. Now, the people who went out was a small contingency. When they came back to report, everything was as the leper said it was. The king said, all right, to the porter, his advisor, he said, to his adjutant, he said, listen, you go out now and you kind of manage this thing, because the folk are going to go crazy when they hear there's food out there. And the Bible said, and the people trode upon him in the gate, and he died, as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. You never get in the way of hungry people and food. They did not care that he was from the king's office. But see, when you speak negatively about the blessing of the Lord, oh, they ain't going to build that church. Oh, ain't nothing going to happen. He just wishful thinking. You're going to be trampled by your own doubt. You've been here long enough. The Lord is trying to get us into a place where we sing a new song, where we recite a new scripture, where we make new friends, and we stop allowing people to change what we are on the inside. Here's the bottom line, saints. We're afraid to move. We're afraid. We're uncertain. We believe that God will provide for us as long as we are where we are, because we've developed comfort where we are. And the either weekly or biweekly paycheck has brought us to a place of acceptance of our surroundings, because we need that paycheck. Then we go to God and say, Father, I need something else. And he says, move. Now, some of us will say, well, you don't want to move in ignorance because you don't know where to go. But you would be surprised of the doors that will open when you take a bold move of faith. Now, a bold move of faith is not a leap into the dark expecting a soft landing. A bold leap of faith is not applying for a job that you're not qualified for. Well, I hear they're hiring doctors. And the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ. Jesus is the only doctor who didn't go to medical school. But everybody else got to go to medical school. And they can't go to Pookie Tech. So faith doesn't tell us to jump out into the dark. It tells us to walk in revelation of truth. These men did not jump out into the dark and say, let's just find something. They said, let's go to where the food is. And the least that will happen is that they'll let us eat. He said, the worst that'll happen is that they'll kill us. But we're going to die anyway. We've been walking around this same path in our lives, and nothing is changing. See, there's a time and a season for everything. And that's how you have to look at life. Right now, you need something from God. What you don't need is the neuroses of people. You've been here long enough.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1418P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
That he has in store.